It's Sunday, the 28th of December, 8 a.m. and half light, maybe even less than half light at the moment, but the skies are obviously clear and the southern skies are really bright, getting brighter by the minute. Very calm and still, quiet and frosty, very frosty. I'm not sure what it is, but it's been minus something during the night because the grass is glistening in the house lights and the rhododendron leaves have clamped themselves down for the night. It's a beautiful morning, even though it is so cold. I'm glad I put a big jumper on, but I also put my gloves on. Mrs. Blackbird, or Miss, she's only Miss at the moment. I'm assuming that's her. Hopping about. Oh yeah, it's definitely her because I can see her in the big tree to my left. She's chasing another blackbird away, bit by bit, up a bit. Till she's harassed them out of the area. And that's even at this point where, without the house lights, it'd be difficult to see anything or any food. What a beautiful, beautiful morning. Cold and crisp and even. Fortunately, we didn't get the snow. I'm happier with the frost. There's a silhouette of a robin-sized bird sitting on the apple tree. I can just see it slightly moving its head. But it's impossible to tell what it is. Unless I get a silhouette of its beak. And a cock blackbird's just landed. In the grass, trying to steal some of the porridge. Better be quick, mister. Oh, well. Last night, I couldn't say I slept well at all. My wife slept better than me, and she's got a bad head cold she picked up, or she got up with yesterday morning, and I really felt terrible with it, and went to bed last night, greased up with Vic. There she goes, she spotted him, she landed, and he's off. Yeah, you're the one, Miz, you're the one. Travolta, first song, isn't it? Oh, Greece, you're the one that I want. Ah, oh, she's in the floodlight now, so I can see her. Hello. How are you? Yeah, she said, never mind how am I. I can keep my eye on this. She scurries about, grabbing a bit of porridge in between. Yeah, you're the one that I want. Because she's just so darn good. She's going to make a good mother. Listen to Dr. Doolittle. Anyway, as I was saying, I thought I'd be kept awake with my wife suffering a head cold through the night, the throat choking up and things like that. But actually it was me that tossed and turned all night long because I had a curry last night, about six, half six. And it was supposed to be a moderately hot curry. Someone lied. It was very hot, and I could only eat half of it, and of which I'm quite glad, so I'll put the rest in the fridge. The freezer, I should say, for another day. Oh, that was nice, thank you. my stomach, not really pain, but oh my goodness. You know, like an old boiler that thumps and bangs and churns and gurgles all through the night. That's exactly how my stomach felt. When I say, if it's not my stomach, my other parts. Oh boy. Did I toss and turn last night? Thank the Lord, I got off to sleep eventually. 3 or 4 times it woke me up and I just couldn't get back to sleep. But anyway, on this beautiful morning, you know, it's just true what they say about nature. There's beauty in nature no matter what the weather or the time of day or night. And I love these this time of the year for the beautiful silhouettes that are created. Birds darting about, I can see them here, I'm looking at them. You might not hear them, but they're all there. And it's just, what's that on the fence now? It looks like 3 blackbirds. It is. And she just chased one away and she'll come back and chase the other. But there's this things like blue tits, I'm assuming their size, and coal tits darting about, and it's all just a total silhouette, but a silhouette in action. The trees may be still, but they're still beautiful. Just like those Japanese, I can't remember what you call them, where they use backlighting and everything's in black and white. And I think they are absolutely wonderful. And that's what this looks like. Even the dead clematis along the top of the fence, along the wire, which has now got a blackbird perched on top, which has just been chased off by Mrs. Blackbird. Even that contorted, twisted stems, horizontal stems, just beautiful. And the twin headlights of a jet passing overhead. Clearly see the port and starboard lights, and in fact every detail except the colours on the plane to tell which company it was. Not that I'm really interested. That poor lady is being kept very busy this morning. Mind you, so many blackbirds in the area, they'll all be desperate for a bit of grub in a cold morning. Yet another plane. Oh my, someone opened a gate somewhere. But you're not getting on this bit, my friend. Time to go up.